The edge of the narrative matrix, as Caitlin Johnstone put it. Top of the second hour this Friday, October 30th, 2020. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris, for taking my call. You know, you called this, I think you called it a criminal cabal. What was the name you put on it? A criminal something or other with this whole process. I think it was pretty accurate, but I'm wondering, Chris, I'm a word guy. I mean, I look at words.
Yeah.
And I think it's much worse than criminal. I was watching a video with Biden in one of his campaign ads, and it's on his bus now. We're in a battle for the soul of this nation.
Right.
I wonder how many people really took that to heart. How do you think that went? Did people just blow it off for the most part?
I think everything gets blown off by middle America, by about 95 or 6%. I think, yeah, that escapes most people.
Well, and then I looked at his bus a little more, and on one side it says, text WIN to 30330. And now we all know about the numbers, okay? Right. But actually, if you have the opportunity or you're able to do it, go to a Hebrew lexicon and type in the word when and look at the definition of when in the Hebrew. It will blow your mind. It's talking about cleaving and mixing. Everything that we're told in Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, with the iron and the clay. So it's text WIN to 30330. It's amazing, Chris. This is much more than criminal activity. I know I say it a lot, and I appreciate you allowing me to do it on your broadcast. This is so spiritual at this point. I mean, it's always been, but it's in the open now. And I'm wondering how many people that are involved in the other camp look at the bus and they see something entirely different than Christian folks would see, or something entirely different than someone that didn't have any specific religiosity would see, that they look at it and they know exactly what's being said, but we're oblivious to it. Can you pull up when in the Hebrew and maybe let people know what it says, because I'm on the road. I can't do it right now. But it just flabbergasted me, Chris. It blew me away.
It's not really my bailiwick, so I would leave that to others.
Okay. Well, I would suggest that they do it, because this is it's really, we're at the point now where, you know, Reagan gave a time for choosing speech. This is a time for people to choose. This is really the time to choose. Choose today who you'll serve. This is it. And I'll leave it at that. Then another part of his bus says, no malarkey. Do you believe that? When the guy speaks and it's all malarkey.
The king of malarkey for, his entire political career. I mean, you trip over the gaffes and sound bites throughout his career if you go on YouTube, for example.
So everything on his bus, and it's all there. For people that will look, folks, it's there. Just look. No malarkey. I almost died laughing. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I know I don't want to take you off track because I do. I'm enjoying today. But I had to get that out. Look up, folks, look up the word when in the Hebrew and then understand what we're looking at, because this is really an attack on you, on all of mankind. I won't even say it's an attack on humanity, Chris. It's an attack on mankind. It is literally, it's a battle of the ages. Mm-hmm. It's been going on forever, and they're completely out in the open, and because of our lack of knowledge, many, many, many people are just going to perish. I'll leave it at that. Thank you for allowing me.
You bet.
Go ahead. I'm
Thanks,
sorry.
John. Oh, no.
All right.
Much appreciated, as always. I, to the point that Caitlin Johnstone made, divided against each other, united for the machine, notes from the edge of the narrative matrix. One of the things that I included, that was yesterday's broadcast archive, right? Let me see. Yeah. David Enrich. I included under the Deutsche Bank stuff, most of that collection is David Enrich interviews. David Enrich is the guy who wrote the book Dark Towers, Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump, and An Epic Trail of Destruction. So that whole section, I mean, you know, there has to be a collection of this kind of stuff, and it gets so big, it's unwieldy at a certain point. You know, I mean, we were talking in the early days, it's kind of like, it's like 9/11, obviously, you know, the conspiracy with all of the flooding of the zone that happened subsequently becomes unwieldy at some point. You know, in a 20-second attention span culture, who has now, at, you know, times like this, a day to sort of unravel even the high points of, or, you know, even a few hours. Just, you walk into it and you go, nah, it doesn't seem, but you start reading and, you know, people have been planning for a long time and conspiring, and, you know, then you start looking back at other plans that they've made and seeing these things coalesce, and each new seizure of power leads to the next opportunity. You know, failing forward, always failing forward. Anyway, I retweeted a tweet from David Enrich yesterday. I retweeted his tweet from yesterday. His tweet reads very good take from New Yorker John Cassidy, author John Cassidy, on our story about Trump, Deutsche, Fortress, and the Chicago debacle. And the article in the New Yorker is titled, How Much Longer Will Donald Trump Be Our Con Artist in Chief? That's the article. And so I retweeted David Enrich's tweet, and with the comment, we hang the petty thieves and appoint the great ones to public office, which is a quote attributed to Aesop, as I've mentioned in the past. And I added, the two-party system is an illusion. Mind prison, parenthetically, a vote for the lesser evil is still an endorsement of evil. And so, you know, this is how it works. And really, truly, you know, we are at a point, we've been at a point, I think, for a long time where we've been encouraged to endorse evil in a variety of ways because it's all for the greater good, but it's not. And we're at a moment where I think it should be painfully obvious to people that, it's just astonishing. Here's an example. I'll go back to the phones in a second here, but you know, this, I mentioned this article from the Flathead Beacon recently, pandemic portraits. You know, there was the Washington Post thing. And by the way, just as a little, as a momentary aside, here's another amazing coincidence. According to the Washington Post, coronavirus updates, every swing state is now a hotspot. Oh my goodness. What? I mean, so if you're going to mess with, you're going to try to mess with, how people cast votes, that's a fantastic opportunity to employ a little sleight of hand. The story, the article is the Washington Post article is coronavirus cases are surging in swing states that will decide the presidential election. I thought about doing a deal on the Electoral College. But, you know, the simple explainer is to imagine that we will know how the Electoral College is going to vote on election night. Tells you, I think, all you need to know about the fraud that's being perpetrated on the American people. But people have been groomed to believe this for decades. So, you know. But this story is laughable considering, for instance, reports that Montana has allegedly completed 400 and almost 500,000 COVID-19 related tests. That's north of 45%, or almost one out of every two people in the entire state. So it's, you know, approaching 50% of the population that we're supposed to believe is tested in Montana. And I'll tell you something. I know from a secondhand story that I heard, you know, a gentleman was in a restaurant, and one of the employees, and this is a tough thing. There was the story from Del Bigtree yesterday. Where is that? That disappeared. They did that piece in yesterday's Highwire, no mask restaurant rebels against Newsom. What is going on in California? What's up, California? Unbelievable. Maybe we'll get to that. Gavin Newsom, there's a lot of parody on that. Ben Shapiro did a piece. What's his name? Did a piece. I mean, there are a lot of parodies of Newsom's. Brent Pella is who I'm thinking of. Gavin Newsom explains his Thanksgiving rules for California parody. Maybe we'll. That's one of the cleaner things that he's done. But the High Wire did their piece on restaurant owner Tony Roman of Basilico's in Huntington Beach. And, you know, this is a difficult thing. People are being pressed. What was the story, the Montana story I mentioned, equivalent where, you know, people are pressing local businesses. There's this pressure everywhere across the country, I think mostly because people have been inured to believe something that is certainly not what we're led to believe it is. And so there's tremendous pressure. I've mentioned recently what's going on in Whitefish. We'll see what happens tomorrow. You know, Whitefish talking, the Whitefish City Council and mayor talking about enlisting the police, the Whitefish police, to enforce the new rules and closures that they just imposed earlier this week on the businesses in Whitefish that I'm sure had plans to do certain things. And that's, I'm sure that's happening all across the country. Anyway, the point that I was going to make, you know, you start reading this stuff and you have these people, now people are starting to get hysterical about masks and thing. It's going the way that people who have been paying attention, listening to these old school bad guys have originally surmised, including yours truly, which is first it'll start with the soft push and, hey, can't we do this? It'll get a little harder where, you know, family members are talking to each other. One person's not wearing a mask. The other person is saying, why can't these people wear a mask? You know, it makes it harder on the rest of us. I've had that conversation in my own family. To the point where, you know, like Derek Brose said in his piece, you know, family member against family member. We're getting to a point where, as he pointed out, I mean, Congress is literally talking about how people who will not comply with these draconian edicts that are based on the view of a thing that's not a thing, the false picture, false narrative. You know, there are people who saying people who won't comply with these draconian measures should be viewed and treated as terrorists. And I said that back in the spring. There are a lot of folks that said that sort of echoed that sentiment. And here we are, because that's what happens. And people have been saying all along, this is how it happens. This is why I started saying it back in 2016, when you could see that hardcore push from the Trump contingent saying, I'm the guy, I'm strong enough to get it done. I was like, that sounds exactly like what Hayek wrote in chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top of the Road to Serfdom. So the thing that's most astonishing to me as I look at all of this, you know, we hear wear a mask, it helps prevent the spread or slow the spread or whatever, flatten the curve, whatever nonsense. And I read the Pandemic Portraits installment at the Flathead Beacon, which you can find online. I'll include a link to that today. But the thing that's astonishing is you read all of those portraits, and as I said, I'm sure all of those people, I mean, some of the people say in the articles, the interviews, I wore a mask all the time, like Bethany Sheehan. The article, the interview, teacher navigates mental physical fallout after diagnosis, reads, Bethany Sheehan did everything right. A 36-year-old mother of two and teacher at the Linderman Education Center in Kalispell, Sheehan wore a mask everywhere she went. And I'm sure that she probably has her flu shot on the regular, maybe even twice a year, like she's told she's supposed to do. It'll keep you safe. Eugenicists just love you and they want to, you know, care for you to death. And I'm sure she's around some high-tech stuff. Well, I'm not sure. I would be surprised if she's not. Same goes for James Herring, the software engineer who got COVID, you know, around high-tech stuff. He's a software engineer. And flu shot, probably. Wearing masks, he said, yeah. So, Kalispell police officer Justin Turner, same thing. Activity director and assistant principal Mark Dennehy, same thing. Everybody's wearing a mask, getting sick. Like, literally... 100% of the profiles, these people that got sick, all of them wore masks religiously, like Bethany Sheehan said. She wore a mask everywhere she went. She sanitized. She washed her hands. Is anybody paying attention to this? And then you start reading the studies. Even the CDC says, you know, upwards of 3/4 of folks wearing masks religiously, like these folks profiled, are the ones getting sick. Can we get that data? Where is that data? How many were wearing masks? How many got the flu shot on the regular? How many are around high-tech, wireless, you know, dirty power, 5G in particular? How many work in school? I mean, think about that too. Kids going back to school, you know, having a mask and being under a cloud of hardcore wireless radiation, I'm sure that's going to be healthy. So it's astonishing, and people are being treated now, or the suggestion is already that those who will not comply are, you know, they have the dark triad psychological traits, and they should be treated as terrorists. It's absurd. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentation can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt.
So you have to read all of the stories. You can find them online. But, you know, just quickly as an example, and we'll move on. So James Herring, though the treatment and oxygen, oh, you mean you needed oxygen? You were hypoxic, probably from wearing a mask. I know I'm jumping to conclusions there, but I'm just saying it's interesting how that happens. And, you know, wearing a mask all the time, every day, everywhere can induce hypoxia. Herring stabilized and was released from the hospital, but his cough is lingering a month after infection. He notes that he's, quote, always been pretty healthy, really, because you look like you're, you know, borderline morbidly obese, according to, you know, whatever. He notes that he's always been pretty healthy with no underlying conditions, and he said he had taken health precautions seriously, mask wearing, social distancing, the whole bit. So, wearing a mask. The nurse that was interviewed, Sarah Johnson, reads, Sarah Johnson understands there's a, quote, fine line between living in fear and being smart. But she pleads with people to make good choices, eat healthy, take multivitamins, wash your hands, wear a mask, and social distance as much as possible, with the understanding that you can't isolate yourself to the point of loneliness. That's an interesting subtext, and the psychological impact is as substantial as anything, as the next portrait points out. But I wonder how many studies Sarah Johnson has read on the effectiveness of masks. Has she studied the research on both sides of that discussion? How many people actually have? And then, of course, back to Bethany Sheehan, the teacher. That profile is titled Teacher Navigates Mental Physical Fallout After Diagnosis. I mentioned, you know, Sheehan wore a mask everywhere she went. The piece reads, I was in shock, Sheehan said. It's a weird sensation getting the call you had it. I cried a lot. I felt guilty somehow. I felt like I did something wrong, even though I felt like I was doing everything right. I felt contaminated. I think that's exactly how people are supposed to feel, and you're supposed to crumble under the crushing pressure to capitulate. You know, I mean, people are starting to do it. You've probably heard it, and if you've not complied with these draconian measures where you are, I'm sure, you know, you've dealt with your own version of pressure. And I think the businesses who are being singled out now, that's what's going to happen, you know. That's the bad guys, you know, Rajiv Shah in the Future Reset discussion, Washington Post Live they held the other day. One of the things they talked about, you know, we need to, they're talking about conscripting business owners more and more. You know, we have the government side, and there's other stuff that's been written. The technocrats, you know, World Economic Forum, all these guys have been writing about how, you know, we have the government piece. We have a lock on that, but now we need to reach out and touch the citizen even closer through businesses. And all through this nonsense for the last 7 months, we've been hearing that we need to, you know, we need the help of business people, businesses, to apply the pressure on the person. And so now you have some holdouts. Hopefully Tony Roman at Basilico's doesn't get singled out. You know, there are businesses, I'm sure, in your area, and I hope that people circle the wagons and rally support for those courageous enough not only to stand in opposition to tyranny, but willing to be self-targeting to some extent. Because you put a bright light, you put basically a spotlight on yourself in times like this when you do that. And they're putting everything on the line. Now, it's been serious all along, but now, you know, with Congress talking about how we should call this terrorism, it's about to get 1939 serious, which is why I've been calling it COVID-1939 instead of COVID-1984. So back to the teacher. More than a month later, Sheehan still has no idea where she contracted the virus. And in some way, that makes her illness even scarier, quote unquote. She can't identify any situation where she was within 6 feet of someone for more than 15 minutes. Maybe it's in the mask, dummy. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My friend, yes, feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. Just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. You know, there's the issue with mask wearing of, you know, for example, for months, Dr. Russell Blaylock has been one of the folks saying, you know, for example, his article, face masks pose serious risks to the healthy. That's something he's been saying for months and months. You know, that's been published all over. And it's, I think it's humorous that you have things like this over at Reuters, you know, back in May, partly false claim, continually wearing a mask causes hypercapnia. Partly false claim. It's partly false. Toxic levels of CO2 are dangerous, but it is unlikely that wearing a face mask will cause hypercapnia. It's unlikely. Anyway. But the last thing I'll say about this, you know, so the teacher doesn't know, doesn't have any idea where she contracted the virus, which is even scarier. She can't identify a situation where she was within 6 feet of someone for more than 15 minutes, which is the CDC's criteria for contact tracing. The article reads, although that criteria comes with major caveat that much is still unknown about how the virus spreads. That's part of the article. You know, slap your forehead now and say, duh. I mean, come on. And while wearing a mask lessens one's odds of catching the virus, does it? Because all of the people you guys interviewed that got sick, all of them, said they wore a mask religiously. So on what basis do you make that claim? While wearing a mask lessens one's odds of catching the virus, does it? Prove it in real life. Prove it. Do your own. Don't do a study. Just do a survey. You guys are journalists. Do a survey. Instead of presenting these one-sided narratives, do some honest-to-goodness, real you know, journalism. Ask a real question. Present some real information, not a, you know, peer-reviewed study, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, do something that would make Walter Williams proud. Because this is ridiculous. The contradictions are obvious. So, just to finish, it reads, major caveat, much is still unknown, and while wearing a mask lessens one's odds of catching the virus, it does not eliminate it. And it is even more important for those with COVID-19, even those who are asymptomatic, to wear masks to prevent spreading the virus themselves. Really, because it doesn't meet Koch's postulates, even though, again, Reuters has sort of fact-checked that to, you know, sort of partly true also. You know, here's the mental gymnastics we employ to get around Koch's postulates. Anyway. Sheehan experienced relatively mild symptoms during the week or so she was sick, scratchy throat, cough, muscle aches, fatigue, headache, loss of taste, but the mental weight of bringing the virus home to her family, her community, and potentially her school was excruciating. And I talked at length about the mental torture, literally, that people are being subjected to, or to which people are being subjected. Biderman's chart of coercion, look it up. You'll be astonished if you haven't looked at it. Last thing I'll say about this. A while back, you know, there's the... Where is that article? Somebody, who wrote that recently? I saw an article. I want to say it was somewhere like The Last American Vagabond, Derek Broz's Conscious Resistance, or the Unlimited Hangout. Or what's that other one that I keep forgetting and neglecting to mention? And I was going to mention it yesterday. Find it. Yeah, as an interesting aside, you know, Kip Thorne, I saw on YouTube yesterday, Kip Thorne, Nobel laureate, world leaders must listen to scientists to solve global crises. If you don't know what's going on over at ESET, which, by the way, was named after, you know, ESET, even if you go to Wikipedia, it says the company was founded in 1987, blah, 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 blah. Authors of antivirus software, blah, blah, blah. They adopted ESET, the Slovak name for the Egyptian goddess of health, marriage, and love. You know, Isis, as the name of the company. Because, you know, that's what you do. That's just what people do. They created a foundation, they created a science award, and they're literally awarding science awards to themselves. This is literally the, this is like the poster child example of what I say, where you have this circle of people pointing to each other, and that's their, how they valid, that's their closed validation loop, if you will, to be, you know, cheeky. It is. It's a closed validation loop. They're all pointing at each other. They literally created a foundation, literally created an award, and they're awarding themselves awards. That's how fantastic they are. Anyway, so he issues this award, this warning. In fact, you know what? I think we'll play this real quick. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Play this. I'll mention the other thing, and we'll go back to the phones. Just hardcore stupid propaganda. You should listen to the scientists. Well, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of doctors and scientists who have put their careers, their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor on the line to say, now, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. Give this a listen. This is, again, the title of this from the ESET YouTube channel. Kip Thorne, Nobel laureate. World leaders must listen to scientists to solve global crises. Go ahead, please.
I think that the greatest dangers to humanity today and over the coming decades are viral-based pandemics, such as HIV/AIDS on one hand and COVID-19 on the other hand, and also rapid runaway climate change. These are partly natural, but they're also partly man-made. For example, the climate change is driven primarily by human activity. Now, the keys to solving these huge dangers are obviously science and science-based technology used, wielded wisely by the people of the world and by our leaders. Now, those may be the keys to conquering these dangers, but there's a huge obstacle to using those keys. And that is the tendency of people and of national leaders to ignore the science. And a very sad example is the United States, where the leadership and large portions of the population have ignored the science of COVID-19, and as a result, today we have more than 200,000 people dead. So that is the problem, is paying attention to the science. Another example, of course, is global warming, where scientists like me have been warning for more than 30 years that global warming is likely to accelerate into an exponential growth that could create tremendous havoc for humanity. But the world's people and most of the world's leaders have paid hardly any attention until recently, when the effects of global warming have started to become evident in everyday life, with the increased hurricanes, other storms, heat waves, runaway wildfires in Australia, California. But now is almost too late, because of the exponential nature of the growth of the effects of global warming. And so it should be evident that not only science and science-based technology are the keys to solving these dangers, but also, equally important, inspiring and educating the leaders of the world and the citizenry of the world about the importance of respecting the science, paying attention to what the science has to say, and following the leads of science. And the ESET Awards actually are a major contribution, I believe, to this inspiring and educating about science.
So that's fun. Pseudoscience baloney. Mumbo jumbo. Pseudoscience. Scientism. You should listen to us, the soothsayers of data, even though we contradict ourselves on the regular and propagate, you know, a false narrative. You should listen to us. The other website I was thinking of, the Freedom articles, and there are some interesting entries over there. I don't think that's the one I'll find, you know, that cancer article at some point. But speaking of the Freedom articles, a few interesting entries over there. Mustering the Emotional and Spiritual Maturity to Face the Satanic Cult. That was published back in 2016. Speaking of two sides of the same evil coin, or really just, you know, the same evil coin. There was the article, again, published back in 2016, Outsider or Insider Trump. Donald Trump's NWO connections, which again become abundantly clear when you start reading through some of the things that I mentioned, you know, that David Enrich, go listen to what he says. And, you know, the timing of that was curious too, that his book finally came out, you know, now, earlier this year, I think. I want to say published in, like, you know, same time, March of 2020. I think the timing on that is curious. And David Enrich strikes me as an interesting guy as far as that's concerned. But anyway, and then, you know, of course, the QAnon article. This was the place that I was talking about. And they republished Caitlin Johnstone's article from September over there at the Freedom Articles. So, all right, I need to get to the point and go to the phones. Larry sent me this article a few days back. Where is that? Lockdown Madness over at the New American. The article, Lockdown Mask. Lockdown Madness, Volume 36, Number 20, Masks, Behavioral Modification Through Health Concerns. Masks demoralize and divide society while also putting some and perhaps many at risk. By Dennis Berriand. Great article. Let's see, masks are not a silver bullet for stopping COVID. Rather, they work to demoralize and divide society while also putting some and perhaps many at risk. Sections, official propaganda, science, not fiction. And he goes through the science, and it's a great, but I want to get to ethics and face masks, that section. The masks, more than anything, are a tool of psychological manipulation. As the psychologist B.F. Skinner pointed out, quote, the environment can be manipulated, end quote, to change behaviors. And to that, I say, let's see, where is it? Inc. Magazine. Bill Gates just said what most of us need to hear. It's the perfect advice for 2020. What has he been saying every time he's interviewed? What does he say? He says, you know, what this article says. Gates points out that since a vaccine isn't likely to be widely available until next year, and that's a fun point. Go listen to what James and James said yesterday in New World Next Week about how bad guys are even admitting it's probably not going to be effective. We got people dying and catching COVID anyway, even though they're taking these vaccines that we're making at warp speed. But anyway, the article, Inc. Magazine reads, Gates points out that since vaccine isn't likely to be widely available until next year, quote, all we have is our behavior, end quote. Specifically, he was referring to behavior that includes social distancing and wearing masks. And then they quote him again, all we have is our behavior. And you don't think that he knows? And then they include in the article, that's a pretty powerful reminder that goes against our natural tendency to try and fix our circumstances. It's a really weird psyop. Gates suggests that if we are willing to change our own behavior just a little, and hopefully for just a short time, hopefully, the world around us could get back to normal, quote unquote, much more quickly. See, and we've been saying that all along, haven't we? This is what will happen. You will be held hostage. Do this, and maybe. And by the way, that is literally, literally drawn from Biderman's chart of coercion. Literally. If you read the eight general whatchamacallits, that's, you know, that's literally drawn precisely from Biderman's chart of coercion. So, you know, that's a little fun fact. Occasional indulgences provides positive motivation for compliance, hinders adjustment to deprivation. Occasional favors, fluctuation of interrogators' attitudes, promises rewards for partial compliance. Tantalizing. That's general method number 5, occasional indulgences. Be right back.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Chose plans to make me
Welcome back. What I was thinking of, I glanced at recently, was from Corbett's interview 1590 New World Next Week that I mentioned yesterday. It was a tweet that he reposted. They talked about a little bit, that mask is giving you cancer, tweet by Sean Cathcart that points to a post over by Mark Crispin Miller titled at markcrispinmiller.com, that mask is giving you lung cancer, which refers to a statement that was made by Guy Crittenden, who for 25 years edited the trade journal Hazmat Management. The post on Facebook was titled, "That Mask is Giving You Lung Cancer," and it's also posted a few different places. One of those is linked. So, anyway, from that article, now let me tell you a few things about mask wearing, and please note that I'm about to share what I'm about to share was also stated in the most recent edition of Dell Bigtree's program, The High Wire. Two OSHA mask experts spoke to the fact that the kinds of masks people are wearing were never designed to be worn for long periods, and doing so is harmful. Will this lead to cancer? Anyway, that's an interesting installment. Speaking of the Corbett Report, two more interesting installments. Today, this one published, After the Virus, The World of 2025. Yikes, that gets back to my point about yesterday's Road Warrior Radio description, Thursday, October 29. Just saying, hey, this is what, you know, I've thought about doing two basically clocks, you know, a count up clock from whatever the day was that we decided, but it was mid-March. So it's 220 some odd days now that the 2 weeks to flatten the curve has been going on, which was never intended to, you know, do that. A lot of us paying attention knew that it was surreptitious, guys. And also a countdown to Wednesday, January 20, 2021, when the fascist coup will, I would say, go into effect, the military junta. So the other Corbett Report post from the 26th, actually, of October, disobey, drawing your line in the sand. That's an interesting one. But just back to the point real quick about the behavior modification from the article, you know, connection between the Skinnerian doctrine of behaviorism and the current demand of for masking is no small matter. I would encourage you to read that article over at The New American, Masks, Behavioral Modification Through Health Concerns. And then grab yourself a copy of Amnesty International's 1975 version of the torture report, the report on torture, Amnesty International report on torture. Go to page 28, actually 53 in the document, 28 in the PDF that you'll find at Amnesty International, and read Biderman's chart of coercion, all general methods, isolation, monopolization of perception, induced debility, exhaustion, threats, occasional indulgences, demonstrating omnipotence, degradation, enforcing trivial demands. See if it doesn't fit. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.